Fusionen de noe magani dog. Beisco benesia que indigo. Mang in du dem ga os esquajime cargen dunjaba. Gam esqua waco carginda. Elaine Fleming in Dishinakas. So, my name is One Thunderbird Woman, Beishigo Benesi Akwe. And that's what the name that the universe knows me by. I'm with the Loon Clan, and I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, which is one of the bands of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe incorporated under the 1934 Indian Reorganization Act. And I live in Gamisqua Wako Cog, the place where there were red cedar trees. And it's commonly known today on the map as Cass Lake, Minnesota. And I live on East Denton, just like two blocks away from where that old man, they called him Wrinkled Meat. And he lived to be, they say he lived to be 137 years old. And he walked all over the reservation. Also live about four blocks north of the St. Regis Superfund site, which is one of the issues and legacies left by the timber industry, which caused many problems for us here on Leech Lake Reservation. I've been talking about there were three counties that filed suit against the Leech Lake Reservation in the late 1970s. And it all had to do with things like the hunting, fishing, and gathering of Manoman rights that we had established. It had to do with all the activism at the time. We were in the self-determination era. And we were standing up for our rights, for our sovereign rights as nation. And just saying again, we're not ethnic minorities, we're peoples of nations, and that has to do with history. So welcome to History of Leech Lake. And I want to talk about that Dawes Allotment Act some more. And this information that I've been sharing with you comes from the Indian Land Tenure Foundation. And in it, it talked about the many issues that the Dawes Allotment Act left us, even to today, on our reservations all across the United States of America. And one of them had to do with sovereignty and jurisdiction. So the Indian Land Tenure Foundation, it says that the sovereignty of Indian nations in the U.S. is inherent, meaning that the tribal nation's authority to govern has existed since tribes themselves came into being. Tribal sovereignty was affirmed during treaty making, as first European nations and then the U.S. entered into treaties with tribes on a nation-to-nation basis. Even though the treaty-making era formally ended in 1871, the sovereign status of Indian nations remains today. As sovereign entities, Indian nations are guaranteed the power and/or right to determine their form of government, define citizenship, make and enforce laws through their own police force and courts, collect taxes, regulate the domestic affairs of their citizens, and regulate property use. Federal policies, such as the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 and the Indian Self-Determination and Educational Assistance Act of 1975, reaffirmed Indian nations' rights to govern themselves and manage our own lands and resources. Even so, federal, state, county, and local governments often challenge American Indian sovereignty, especially when there are questions of jurisdictional authority. And so that goes right back to those three counties taking us to court in the late 1970s and saying that we did not exist anymore as a reservation because of the Nelson Act of 1889, which resulted from the Dawes Allotment Act of 1887. So what I wanted to talk about is another example of Minnesota state government challenging the sovereignty of Leech Lake is that hunting, fishing, and gathering rights that I've already talked about. But another example would be of the reservation selling cigarettes. In an article by the Grand Forks Herald, dated April 27, 2014, it was reported that the Minnesota Department of Revenue seized a shipment of 2,810 packs of unstamped cigarettes because they were not stamped by the state. And that was, they were seized on April 18, 2014. Minnesota law requires businesses to purchase cigarettes from a licensed Minnesota cigarette and tobacco distributor. The State Department of Revenue reported that by not paying the Minnesota cigarette tax, the Leech Lake Band wasn't able to sell the cigarettes for $3.50. Well, no, what was happening because we were not paying the state tax, we could sell the cigarettes for $3.50 a pack, whereas other retailers that paid the tax had to sell their cigarettes for $6 to $9 per pack. You remember we'd have tourists and people coming to our casinos and buying our cigarettes because of the great deal they'd get. Well, the state of Minnesota said that transportation and sale of unstamped cigarettes is illegal and unfair to distributors and businesses who comply with the state's cigarette and tobacco laws. Well, since 2009, the band, our Leech Lake Band, had engaged in tribe-to-tribe commerce with the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska on the sale of tribally regulated and tribally taxed cigarettes. The band stated in the news article that the U.S. Constitution, treaties, and federal case law prove the state is without authority to regulate the on-reservation activities of the Leech Lake Band without congressional authorization, and that the Department of Revenue will settle for nothing less than complete control in spite of tribal sovereignty. Carrie Jones, she was chairperson of the band at that time, and she said that the reservation had tried repeatedly to meet with the state about the selling of cigarettes, but the state had refused to meet. Well, the Minneapolis Star Tribune also reported on the seizure of the cigarettes heading for Leech Lake in an article dated April 26, 2014. They said that agents from the Minnesota Department of Revenue intercepted a delivery truck in St. Cloud on Good Friday, April 18th. The truck was bound for a tribal gas station in Walker, and it was loaded with 281 cartons, 2,810 packs of cigarettes that had been rolled at a Winnebago tribal facility in Nebraska and shipped to Minnesota unstamped and free of the state's hefty cigarette tax. If they'd made it to their destination, they would have sold for $3.50 a pack compared to the $6 to $9 smokers were paying for their cigarettes other places in the state. The Star Tribune had written that 10 of the 11 reservations in Minnesota had already agreed to sell only state tax cigarettes. So we had stood up to that, and we were still selling cigarettes, but I know I don't smoke cigarettes, but the cigarettes out of the Winnebago tribal facility in Nebraska are no longer being sold. But I think that's just that's an example of those jurisdiction and sovereignty issues that resulted from the Dawes Allotment Act and the trust relationship. So there's two other issues that the Indian Land Tenure Foundation talks about concerning the Dawes Allotment Act, and one was termination. He said, they said that during the 1950s and 60s, Congress terminated or withdrew federal recognition of 109 tribes. That was primarily in Oregon and California. In all, 1,365,801 acres of land were removed from trust status during that period, and more than 13,263 individuals lost tribal affiliation. The termination policy officially ended in 1970 under President Richard Nixon. And since then, many tribes have been fighting to regain their federal recognition and have their lands returned. And although the Minnesota Chippewa tribe and our reservation weren't terminated, we were subjected to Public Law 280 and the Relocation Act, which was a result of that termination era. And so a little bit more about the problems that the Dawes Act and the Nelson Act left us here on the Leech Lake Reservation and also all across the United States of America on all those reservations. Miigwech bisandawi yeg, miigwech mi iu.